This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's pivot to the Chiefs, though, briefly. And this offseason, league year doesn't start till the middle of March, but we all know a lot of the decisions are already being made as we speak, just in terms of how they think they're going to go with potential negotiations. And we can talk about tampering windows, but a lot of these teams have a good idea of their plan. I mean, they'll execute the plan, but they've got their plan A, B, C, D already kind of laying out, and they know moving forward. Do the Chiefs need to go out and target a number one weapon in the offense? Because I want them to go get a more explosive back in the draft, and I would still like them to bring back Hollywood Brown or go get another receiver, but do they already have their number one offensive weapon next year? Like, right now, does that already exist?
It can't be Kelce.
Agreed.
Honest to God, whether he retires or comes back.
Well, it wasn't the plan this year for him to be that.
No, it can no longer be Travis Kelce. I think it matters even more if he retires, because then you don't even have... If he doesn't retire, the answer to me is no. The answer is, even if everyone's a two... That's a hell of a group of twos. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Travis Kelce. I don't need a one. If those are the top three available pass-catching options in my offense, I'm good. I don't need like a true definitive, you know, like we were joking, like I don't care if it's Puka Nacua or Justin Jefferson. It's not that I don't. It's not like I turned down Justin Jefferson. But need, right? The way that we would place it about that, it's very different. If he retires... I run into a problem where I start leaning more towards yes, because Rashee Rice is not only coming off a major injury, in which I thought he would have been the Chiefs' number one option going in there, I also can't be guaranteed he plays, that he doesn't miss 4 or 8 games. I think Xavier Worthy's really good. I think Xavier Worthy is a lot like Devonta Smith, as we had mentioned, halfway through the year, a quarter of the way into the year, which is like one of the better, the upper end number twos. But if you don't have Rashee Rice for half the season and Xavier Worthy is just like a really solid two, and now there's no Travis Kelce in the mix, my answer to that becomes yes. And then in the draft, you should start be targeting guys who could be number one wide receivers, or you should be more aggressive in the market for guys who might be available. Like we talk about this all the time, there's really good wide receivers available via trade every year now in the NFL. And I'm not saying you want to give up all your assets.
I don't want to trade for receivers.
But I would say you have got to be more aggressive if Travis Kelce retires. If he doesn't, I think you're fine.
Travis, either way, as you alluded to, he was not supposed to be the number one option this year. Then Rashee Rice got hurt, and then his targets went way up, and then his yards per catch went down to 8 yards. It's the lowest of his career and everything like that. So I think it's pretty evident already that that's not what he should be or is at this point in his career, unfortunately. And I think that's also part of the decision-making process for whether or not he retires or not. Like, is he okay being the second, third option in an offense? I think he is, because I would argue he kind of knew that was trending in that direction this year before the Rice injury. As far as like going out and getting number one, I'll tell you this, I don't want them trading for giving up draft capital to go trade for a number one option.
The cost is pretty high.
Yeah, I'm out on that. The idea of going getting a number one, if Rice wasn't going to be suspended, then my answer to you is no. I think it's funny when we phrase draft conversations like they need to go draft a number one, as if when they draft a receiver in the first round, they don't think he's going to be a number one. Like,
when you take Xavier Worthy at 21, you think he's a number one. That's why I'm asking. Do you think he can be a one, or is he capped out at a 1,000-yard guy?
Yeah. So look, I think his peak is a 1,200-yard guy, and that'd be a really nice career, really, really nice career for Xavier Worthy. Rashee Rice, you know, assuming he's healthy, and when he gets back in playing, before everything went down, we thought there was a chance he could eventually be a 1,400-plus yard receiver for this offense. He's still the answer. Like, who's the number one? Rashee Rice is still the answer. The problem is he might be missing 6 or 8 games.
Can you survive 8 games with Xavier Worthy as your one?
I think so. Now, this also is me saying...
Again, with no Travis Kelce? Woo!
Well, I want them bringing back Hollywood Brown on a 1-year deal. I want them drafting a more explosive running back. Noah Gray is your tight end. A lot of teams, by the way, have Noah Gray type tight ends on their roster. Like, to answer your question, I think so. If you also tell me that they shored up their offensive line, like you can't not have a number one truly on offense, and you still have the O-line issue. Well, then you're just a bad football team.
I was okay with it last year, but I was lukewarm for the injury concerns. I mean, that's just gotten worse. I'm even less interested than I was a year ago in Hollywood Brown. He can't get on a football field.
If I told you you could bring him back on 1 year, same deal. 1 year, $7 million, incentives bump it to 10. Why wouldn't you do it?
But it's just like, I'm not moved by it.
In terms of needs, though, let's say Travis retires. How high is that on your list of needs? Because, like,
tight end?
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about a number one weapon, whether it be tight end or whether it be number one wide receiver.
I think they already have him, but yeah, it's high.
I agree that Rashee, I think, is the guy, but is it above left tackle? Is it above defensive line depth? Is it above linebacker?
Like, well, their number one offseason concern and thing they have to fix, not even a question to me, is left tackle after having 5 years of a different left tackle. I mean, it's whether it's the option we all want it to be, I don't know. Whether it's Ronnie Stanley, whether it's drafting somebody, whether it's moving somebody on the existing offensive line out to left tackle, like, those are all scenarios can be discussed. One way or the other, they are going in with a plan in their mind to fix the left tackle solution. That has to be priority number one.
Because beyond just the need itself, by getting a number one weapon, I think like you guys had said, they're not going to go trade for somebody or sign somebody in all likelihood who's a number one option. You're drafting him. If you want a number one guy, you're drafting him in the first round. So you either have your left tackle position solved, or you are passing on defensive line. You're passing on some of those other things where even if Kelce does retire, would you rather be set up where you're better off after 6 weeks, but team-wise you're not as good, or not drafting a wide receiver in the first round and then making sure that you're set up as an entire picture for that entire stretch after Rashee comes back from suspension?
Yeah, I mean, I know you got to look at it in a way that'd be like, we are who we are when Rashee comes back. But it's like, I also don't want to just dismiss the fact that we think we know what Rashee Rice was going to be, right? We've imagined a picture. We saw a year in which he was their number one wide receiver target, but Travis Kelce was still the number one guy, where he was pretty effective, right? He had a nice year. He started the year last year looking pretty good. So, like, all I have is a complete incomplete picture on Rashee Rice. We all kind of think he's going to be a number one guy because of the way he looked at the beginning of last season. The year before he wasn't, and this year he was hurt. And now he's coming back from an injury. And so, like, there are more unknowns than just pencil Rice in as the number one. Problem solved. That's why it's like, if all of them are together, I worry less. If it's Kelce and Rice and Worthy, I feel like they can share the workload in a way where somebody doesn't have to emerge as the number one weapon.
I hear you.
I
would say, and this is, look, if I hope Travis Kelce comes back, and I think if he does, they'll rework the deal where it's not at a $19 million cap hit, because that to me would be a little problematic. But if we're being honest about just the statistical aspect of it, not like the leadership quality and all that, it can't even be questioned what Travis Kelce has meant to the organization. I'm talking from stats. Like, if you're telling me, like, their offense can't find somebody that can put up similar numbers to Travis Kelce at this point in his career, I will push back and say, I can find somebody else that averages 8 yards a catch. With that kind of volume that he got this past year. That's just the reality of where he's at in his career. This is not saying he's not the greatest tight end of all time, but in 2025, the reality is, I am not as concerned as maybe you are of, like, can they replace that production? 8 yards a catch, man, is not hard to find from a tight end. It's not. Like, Noah Gray can give me 7 or 8 yards a catch.
Yeah, but I guess it's not, like, that's not the only stat I'm going to hang my hat on this year. I think that's more just indicative of how unfun the offense is. And that, you know, because by that same argument, you'd be like, well, I can find another quarterback with an average depth of target more than -7 yards or whatever.
Yeah,
the hell
one
Patrick
guy's
Holmes.
Not at the end of his career, though. I hear
no,
you.
No, I understand. But, like, I don't think that's the only thing that's telling the story on Pat, you know, because I could say, Well, Travis Kelce, even in a down year, was the third highest tight end in receiving yardage this year, right? I mean, there's still, you can't just walk on the street and find that
volume,
level of production.
Volume fed. Look at the targets.
Sure. No, I'm not saying the targets aren't a portion of the conversation, but I think that the yards per catch is related to how bad their offense is. Not him. Not him as a player. I don't think that that's telling the whole story in a lot of ways. And so it just kind of depends. It depends on, he's a big swing guy for me and whether or not I think they got to be more aggressive in the higher end part of the draft for wide receiver.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.